Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your word to us this morning, your living word that speaks to us afresh. We pray that as we reflect upon it, you will come again by your Holy Spirit to challenge us and to just let us know your will for our lives. So, Father, we bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. When my youngest daughter, Elsie, left school, she went to work in Hodgson's Mill in Alloa, a job which she really loved, but oh my goodness, she couldn't get up in the morning. And in the summer especially, they started earlier so they could finish earlier, and it was a 4 o'clock getting up call for Elsie. And she had an alarm clock to assist her getting up in the morning, a ranger's alarm clock. And so every morning at 4 o'clock, off it would go, follow, follow, I will follow rangers, over and over, and she wouldn't wake up, and I'd be lying in my bed going, until eventually I had to go up and shake her and say, get up, get out the house. But see, afterwards, for hours, that tune would be going through my head. Follow, follow, I will follow rangers. It's like an earworm, you know, goes into you and you can't stop singing it. And eventually, the only way I could get around it was to substitute Jesus for rangers so that I could go about singing in my head, follow, follow, I will follow Jesus, till the next morning when off it would go again. Ah, oh, dear. Sometimes it's great when your offspring flee the nest, isn't it? You kind of get back to normal for a wee while. Our readings this morning are of God calling people and Jesus calling people. The story of God calling Jonah to go and speak to the people of Nineveh, and he didn't want to do it. And we heard that wonderful story. And then Jesus calling people to follow in the Gospels. We read about it all the time. A good number of these stories end with the familiar words, Jesus saying, follow me. He said it to Simon Peter and Andrew while they were casting nets into the sea. Come, follow me. He said it to James and John while they were busy mending their nets. Follow. Matthew was sitting in a tax booth. A paralyzed man was sitting on his mat. Saul was sitting on a dusty road. Jesus says, follow, follow, follow. Sometimes the message is very clear. Follow me. And they dropped their nets and they followed. After they left their father sitting in the boat, they followed. The paralyzed man picked up his mat and followed. Other times it was more an implication. Come and see, Jesus would say. Go and do likewise, Jesus would say. Go into all the world, Jesus would say. No matter how it's phrased, the directive is the same. Follow, follow, follow. It's quite easy sometimes to profess our faith, to say we believe in Jesus, we know him and we love him. But sometimes it's a wee bit more difficult to follow Jesus every day in our lives. I can remember when I first joined the Church of Scotland. I joined because my mother was nagging away at me. I was just 16 and I'd been to Sunday school and I'd been to the Bible class, and she said to me, it's about time you were joining the church. And so, like many other people, I'm sure, we come to join the church. I went to classes, new communicants classes. On the Sunday, when I was being admitted to the church, I stood up and I made my promises. But I never really knew Jesus personally. And I didn't do very much else other than go along to church each Sunday morning. And it was only many years later, when I was going through a very difficult time in my own life, that Jesus came to meet me. And I knew that everything I'd heard in Sunday school or at school, anything I'd ever heard from my gran or my mum, all these stories about Jesus were actually true, and that he was alive and with me. And a year after that moment, Billy Graham came to Scotland, and I found myself on the pitch at Celtic Park, not Rangers, but Celtic Park, saying to the Lord, "Lord, if there's anything at all that you want me to do, I'm ready now to come after you day after day after day." In that moment, I was ready not only to profess my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but to do whatever he wanted me to do. For some people, this coming to know who Jesus is comes quickly, in a split second. It's like a light goes on and we say, "Right, Lord, I'm on my way with you." For other people, it's been a gently growing awareness, and we just know that we're going to have to answer the call. But here's the thing. It's not just a once-in-a-lifetime calling. It's a daily calling. And day by day, we have to be ready to answer. And you know, this call to follow can be like a thorn in our side, like a pebble in our shoe, like a wee niggle in the back of our minds, or maybe it's like a huge kick up the nether regions. You just know. Sometimes the words trip off our lips. "I will follow you, Lord." And it's like a voice comes back to us, almost testing us, saying, "Oh, will you?" Guess that's how it was when Jesus was on his way out of the Samaritan village with his face set towards Jerusalem. A young man stopped him and said, "I will follow you, Lord. I will follow you. But first of all, I've got to go and attend to a funeral. And then I'll come back and I'll come with you." Or, "I will follow you, Lord, but first I need to run back to the house and just get a few things together and say goodbye to my family, then I'll be right back." Jesus' response is not what we might expect. Sounds even a bit harsh to us when we hear the words. "Well, no one who sets a hand to the plough and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." Not easy words for us to hear. We'd rather that Jesus treat us with kid gloves and appreciate all that we're trying to do in our lives and service. But instead of being nice to us, Jesus insists on being persistent, keeping our feet on the road, that we might become the new creation that he wants us to be. And his words ring in our ears, "Follow, follow, follow me," even long after our initial decision to invite him into our lives. Most of the time, I wish it was just one call, one come to follow me. Then I could say yes, and Jesus would smile and say, "Well done." And then I could just continue to do as best I could, as long as I'm not inconvenienced or asked to stretch my understanding or cross over any boundaries of comfort. Because it's one thing saying, "We are coming with you, Jesus." But what happens when he asks us to follow him into places we'd rather not go? What happens if he asks us to go to people we'd rather not meet? What happens when he asks us to give up that which is most dear to us? One time Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me,
he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote in his book, The Cost of Discipleship, when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. When Christ calls us, he bids us come and die to self, die to pride, die to all the things that would hold us back in our journey with him, in our calling to do what he wants us to do. And it's so hard. It's so difficult because we're human. We're human beings and we have all the faults and failings that make up our human life. We heard the story today of the calling of the first disciples. Simon was one of the first. Eager and willing, he just goes away with the Lord. Leaving his life as a fisherman behind, he eagerly steps into the new life as a fisher of people. But as we know, Peter would be asked over and over again to contemplate, to really think what that initial decision meant. Whenever he tried to walk on water but found himself sinking, whenever he was sitting in a garden, whenever he was denying he ever knew Jesus, he had to really think again and again, what does it mean to follow the Lord? And it's wonderful that his story is there in the Gospels for us to read, because it encourages us. He knew what it was like to fall short, to turn his back, to say he'd never even known Jesus. But the wonderful, reassuring, comforting thing is that Jesus never loses faith in him. And Jesus never loses faith in us. And it's such good news. Jesus says, the kingdom of God is near. Turn around and hear the good news. The good news is no matter how much we fall away or fail to heed the call, no matter how often we've said yes when we wanted to say no, no matter how many times you've sincerely wanted to follow but didn't know what exactly it meant or how to do it or what the cost was actually going to be, no matter how many times we have disappointed the Lord or others or ourselves, Jesus is always with us with an outstretched arm, offering daily the invitation, follow me. And thank goodness it's not a one-time thing, because that would mean we were going to be stuck in a certain place for all time. But we know in our following of Jesus, it's a lifetime pursuit. It's lifelong learning. And he continually wants to move us along, no matter how young we are, no matter how old we are. He's always got something he wants us to do in his service. And it's really exciting, because you don't know what each day is going to bring you. Do you? When you hear that wee nudge, when you feel that wee nudge from the Lord, when you hear that wee whisper in your ear, when you get a blooming big shove. To be open to the call to go with the Lord is a wonderful thing to do. And as we serve and as we follow, we are being changed. We are knowing forgiveness. We are understanding more, and we can change the lives of others around about us. And so we give thanks that we are continually being called, and we give thanks that there's a whole lifetime of surprises still awaiting us. Let us pray. Loving God, it would take more than a million lifetimes to understand how much you love us and how much you know us and what you have prepared for us. Lord, even when we are willing to follow, we are easily distracted by other pursuits. But we thank you that you are patient with us. We thank you that you continually forgive us and you continually challenge us. For you are a God who never gives up on us. And so may we be constantly renewed by your nudging. This we pray in the name of Jesus, whose call to follow is life's greatest challenge and life's greatest reward. Amen.